Final round of locker room chats here on KNCA. Basketball season wrapping up with sub-state tournaments this week. We're talking with Riverside girls coach Craig Burns, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Coach, before we dive into the sub-state, you closed out the regular season last week with a 5-point loss at home to Hiawatha. Take us back to that one and just a few key takeaways from that regular season finale.
I know it sounds like I'm on repeat, but I mean, it seemed like every game we just continued to get a little better, a little better. And some of our games, we didn't just get over the hump. We'd get to the top of the hill and then we'll roll back down. So that's kind of what we did against Hiawatha. That fourth quarter seems like was our problem a lot of time. You know, either trying to put the finger on it, either we get tired and then we start, you know, lack of rebounding, lack of defensive position, and then the team seemed to score enough points to beat us. So that's something we just got to keep looking at, and hopefully we'll have it solved for tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll get ready for St. Mary's and the first-round opponent. We'll talk about them in a moment. But, you know, you lose that fantastic senior class and obviously really good players there going to the state championship back-to-back years, and you knew it was going to be kind of a different year here in 24-25. You go 7-12, 6-7 in league play. As you kind of look back on it, assessing this regular season, what were some key takeaways from this season as a whole?
I really liked how our freshmen they stepped up. They really, the junior class, ever since their freshman year, you know, they've been to the runner up, the last game of the season in 2A. So, they was, prepared. They needed some help, and the freshman class came and, you know, they did a pretty good job. You know, you can't expect freshmen to know everything, and you just, a lot of it is you learn by experience, you learn by playing, you know. So if you look at our margin of losses, you know, a lot of times most of them were like 5 points or winning overtime, and some of the teams that we played again, the margin even got closer and we played a lot better. So as a coach, that's all I could ask, and hopefully, you know, junior class will come back next year. We'll be a little bit more experienced, and we'll do a little bit better next year.
Coach, you guys get St. Mary's in the first round of the sub-state tournaments here tomorrow night, and it obviously starts with Hayden Heim, one of the leading scorers in the state. She's coming off a game in which he dropped 49 points, broke a school record. Just a fantastic player and a collegiate basketball player. I think Central Missouri is where she is going to play. Taylor Weiser, of course, there as well, very familiar. So you prep for St. Mary's, very good team, very good player. You got to start with her, I would think. And then after that, what are kind of some keys for this game tomorrow night?
Like you said, it's kind of like looking at a mirror, you know, of our team last year. You know, last year I know everybody, I kind of see what the other coaches were going through our opponent. Apparent for us the last 2 years. So, you know, like you said, we have to start off with that young lady, try to keep her from being around the basket, crowd her, make it tough for her. And then we're going to have to be great, you know, and great at closeout, because number 23, she can knock down shots, 14, I mean, one. They all can knock down shots. So we're going to have to close in, and then we're going to have to sprint. Can't be a closeout. It's going to have to be a sprint out. That's what we've been talking about all week. So hopefully we can do that. Hopefully they'll have an off night. That'll be good for us. But we'll go in there and we'll give it our all, and we'll see what happens.
Riverside girls basketball coach Craig Burns joining us one final time, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. The Cyclones again 7-12, the record, going on the road to take on St. Mary's tomorrow night, 7:00, first round of the Class 3A Substate Tournament. Coach, can't thank you enough for all the time this year. Good luck here in the Substate Tournament, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Hey, thank you. And I say this every week, but I really appreciate what you guys do for Northeast Kansas sport, and getting all the news and the scores, and just talking to all the coaches. Really appreciate it, and may God bless.